This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Raul Serrano. Date of birth, April the 21st, 1962. Case ID number 654-4685. Date of exam, June the 20th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. Medical records from South Heart Clinic, dated 5/12/22. Texas Oncology, dated 2/24/23. And Intercare, dated 7/8/14. Identifying information, this is a 61-year-old single male who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of fracture of the right hip and tibia and heart problems. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2009. At the present time, the claimant lives with his daughter, who is caring for him, and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, fracture of the right hip slash femur slash tibia, and number two, heart problems. History of allegations, number one, fracture of the hip slash femur slash tibia of the right side. The claimant states that in 2009 he was hit by a car, which was a hit and run accident. The claimant injured his right hip and fractured his femoral head and his hip area, as well as his right tibia area. The claimant was diagnosed with degenerative joint disease of the hip, and also he went on to have a open reduction internal fixation of the fracture of the right hip area, femur, and apparently the tibia as well. The claimant states that it was an extensive surgery, and surgery had to be performed through the lower part of his abdomen. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb three steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant states he does need assistance to dress. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, but unable to use a skillet or sweep a room. He is able to button his clothes and can lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. The claimant presented with a walker that he uses all the time, and he does take Tylenol 500 milligrams QD for pain, which does give him relief. He states the only other physical activity he does is walking in the park. His condition at this time is stable, and he does not appear to be in pain. Allegation number two, heart problems. The claimant states when he was in the hospital for his fracture, he was also diagnosed with aortic valve disease and coronary artery disease. He went on to have an aortic valve replacement, which was performed at Harlingen Baptist Hospital, and he was hospitalized for 7 months. He denies any myocardial infarctions or other complications from coronary artery disease. He denies at this time any kind of chest pain, radiation of pain, or pain that he feels daily. He states what he felt was a flutter in his chest on exertion. He is on medications for his heart, but no nitroglycerin at this time. His symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, and dizziness. His risk factors include hypertension, and a positive family history of heart disease. He denies any diabetes mellitus, smoking, or high cholesterol. The claimant does suffer sometimes from peptic ulcer disease and gastritis, but denies having a hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costal chondritis. He does suffer from shortness of breath and has to sleep with three pillows at night. His ejection fraction was 65 to 70%, and he has mild left ventricular hypertrophy. He was diagnosed with aortic valve disease with a status post valve replacement in 2009. His condition at this time is stable. Family history. His father is alive and is 83. He has hypertension and diabetes mellitus. His mother is also alive and is 80 years old. And she suffers from hypertension. There is also a family history of breast cancer in one of his sisters. Medications. Enalapril, maleate, 2.5 milligrams QD. Folic acid, 1 milligram QD. Metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams QD. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD. Warfarin, 1 milligram QD, and warfarin, 3 milligrams QD. He also takes tamsulosin, hydrochloride, 0.4 milligrams QD for enlarged prostate. And a multiple vitamin. Medical problems, thrombocytopenic disorder, anemia, anemia, a chronic renal failure, chronic kidney disease, stage 2, elevated PSA, artificial heart valve for the aortic valve, history of degenerative joint disease, and benign prostatic hypertrophy, major surgery, aortic valve replacement in 2009. Also, he had a right indirect hernia repair in 2009 with a right hip replacement and a fracture of the hip and femur, as well as the tibia, which was repaired with open reduction and internal fixation. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes for 25 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit. Weight 148 pounds. Height 5 feet 1 inch. BP 147 over 66 mmHg. Heart rate 63 beats per minute. Respiration 14 respirations per minute. BMI 33. General, this is a 61-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian to present to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? After the fourth sentence, the claimant does have a few missing teeth. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? The second sentence, there is a positive 3/5 aortic valve murmur, but no rubs or gallops were heard with auscultation. Could you drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, there is a 19-centimeter vertical scar and a 7-centimeter horizontal scar in the mid-abdominal area. There is also a right below umbilical scar measuring 23 centimeters across the abdomen where surgery was performed for the hip. He also has a 26-centimeter right lateral scar on the right leg where surgery was performed to stabilize his right hip and femur, as well as tibia. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which is a walker that he uses all the time. He did not attempt to walk around the room without the device and was unable to walk around the room without the device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. He was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam secondary to fracture of his hips, but the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness except for the lower extremities. No joint swelling or erythema effusion was noted, but the claimant does have deformity of the hip area as well as the right upper leg area where surgery was performed to stabilize his hip area. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex the lumbar spine area, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees on the right side and 90 degrees on the left. And in the supine position was 20 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the lower extremities. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant is only able to flex the knees at 100 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get down, up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate, and could not walk without the assisted device, which was a walker. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires an assisted device at all time, which is a walker, in order to be able to ambulate. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were slightly decreased at 1 plus. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are some mild muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 3 over 5 for the lower extremities and plus 5 over 5 for the upper extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right hip, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of his hip area, as well as the right femur area, where he has a fracture of the right femoral neck. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk. And does need an assisted device at all times in order to ambulate. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a right hip fracture and femur fracture, which has been repaired with a open reduction in internal fixation. Probable diagnosis is, number one, fracture of the right hip, femur, and tibia, confirmed with physical examination. He appears to be doing fairly well, although he does still have difficulty in ambulating. Number two, heart problems secondary to coronary artery disease and aortic valve dysfunction with history of aortic valve replacement. The claimant did have a murmur of plus 3 over 5, but he does have an ejection fraction of 65% with mild left ventricular hypertrophy. His blood pressure was 147 over 66 mmHg, and he appears to be doing fairly well with his surgery. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Raul Serrano.